This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Padres got off to a quick start against Rockies starter Ryan Feltner. Xander Bogaerts walked to start the game. Fernando Tatis Jr. singled. Jake Cronenworth was next.
So 2-1, nobody out as we get started here in Denver. Jake Cronenworth, the batter. Left-hand hitter goes after the first pitch. He lines one into left field. Bogaerts is rounding third on his way. He's going to score. Tatis speeding into third base. Cronenworth had taken a wide turn at first. Now he returns, an RBI single, and a 1-0 Padre lead with nobody out in the first inning.
Fernando Tatis Jr. went to third base on that single. Jerkson Profar drove Tatis home with a sac fly. Padres had a 2-0 lead. Fast forward to the bottom half of the second. Michael King got in trouble with a leadoff walk and then a bouncing ball down the third baseline that was ruled a fair ball. Ended up being a double. On replay, it looked foul. But alas, the Rockies had runners on second and third base with nobody out. Nolan Jones dug in.
1-0 to Jones, hits it in the air to left field. Profar charging in towards the line on the move, dives, and does not make the catch. In and out of his glove. Diaz comes in from third to score. Rockies are on the board, and that snaps him 0-26 for Nolan Jones.
After that, Michael King did a good job in that inning because there were still runners on first and second with nobody out. He retired the next three. Rockies got just that one run. Padres got that run back and more in the top of the third against Feltner. Ha-Sung Kim reached on a two-out single. He stole second. Luis Campusano at the plate.
And Luis hits it in the gap towards right center field. Bouchard on the run dives. Can't make the catch. Bounces up against the wall. Kim has scored. Campusano into second with another double and a 3-1 Padre lead.
Next up was the rookie, Jackson Merrill.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Merrill hits it hard on a line to left center field. That's down for a base hit. Campusano rounding third on his way. Doyle's throw will go into second base. An RBI single for Jackson Merrill and a 4-1 Padre lead in the third inning.
The score stayed 4-1 until the bottom half of the fourth inning. Alaris Montero hit a leadoff single. Then Jake Cronenworth committed an error on a ground ball hit by Nolan Jones. King then gave up another single. So the Rockies had the bases loaded with nobody out for Brendan Rodgers.
0-2 to Rodgers is swung on, hit in the air to deep left. Profar's going back to watch. He's looking up. It's going to go. A grand slam for Brendan Rodgers. The first home run of this series is a slam to give the Rockies a 5-4 lead here in the fourth.
The Rockies would load the bases again against King. He then walked in a run. That made it 6-4. A 5-run, 5-hit inning and one error that certainly contributed to the damage. Rockies would then get another run against Stephen Kolek in the bottom of the fifth inning to make it 7-4. It stayed 7-4. The Padres went down in order against Jalen Beeks in the sixth inning. They did the same in the seventh inning. Meanwhile, Adrian Morahone did a good job keeping the deficit at 7-4. He threw a scoreless sixth inning and a scoreless seventh inning. In the top of the eighth inning, Padres got a one-out single from Jackson Merrill against Jake Bird. They did not do anything with it. We went to the ninth inning. Still, the Padres down 7-4. Justin Lawrence came on for the Rockies. He retired the first two, a two-out single for Jake Cronenworth. The game was left up to Jerkson Profar.
There he goes. Pitch to Profar. Swung on. Sky to shallow left field. Cave charging in. He'll get there. Settles underneath of it. Makes the catch. And the ball game is over. The Rockies come from behind here tonight. Use the Brendan Rodgers Grand Slam to pick up their sixth win of the year. And a final score in Game 2 of this series. Colorado 7 and the Padres 4.
And that was that. Really not much to tell you about after the fourth and fifth innings. Padres, like I said in the opening segment, had three singles after the third inning. They had one runner on second base after the third inning. So what you thought would turn into, certainly looked like it was turning into one of those high-scoring back-and-forth Coors Field games. To be honest with you, the Rockies had that big fourth inning, and that was about it here tonight. So frustrating night for the Padres offense after scoring early. Could not find a way to get it going again in the middle or late innings. And a tough one here tonight as the Padres fall 7-4. The five run fourth inning for the Rockies, the big difference in this ball game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.